DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Mike Sheridan's new documentary is called Amplified, The Exportation of the Culture Wars, and it illustrates the impact of the United States political rhetoric and conspiracies on Ireland. And Mike is with me now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you have a showing at the documentary festival in the IFI, but you're sold out.
We sold out, yeah. It's premiering, the world premiere is at the Irish Film Institute tomorrow night at 10 to 6, but we're lucky enough to sell out. We're delighted.
So if people want to, they're going to have to wait till it's streamed.
They're
on
going
some
to have
platform.
To wait. Yeah, we're waiting. We're just speaking to people at the moment about it going out there. So people will be able to see it soon.
Eventually. OK, yeah. Now talk to me about why you did it. What inspired you?
Well, I kind of noticed in 2018, 2019, I was trying to make a version of this documentary kind of a couple of years after Donald Trump had gotten in. And even when Donald Trump made his speech, that famous speech in 2015, talking about immigrants, Mexican immigrants on the border, all the punditry in America expected him to be decimated in the polls, but instead the polls went up. And it was this sea change in American politics, I think, around then, when stuff was had been subtle, had been kind of under the covers before, was now explicitly being said. So there was a shift in American politics then. And invariably,
so he gave a public face to what many people were feeling privately.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, I think a lot of his base are now publicly saying themselves what they were feeling privately. And he kind of gave, Susan Rice is in the documentary, who worked for Obama and for Joe Biden. And she says, she's not specifically talking about Trump, but she talks about how some politicians gave a permission structure, which I thought was fascinating. So Trump not only gave other politicians, other people in the Republican Party a permission structure, he gave other right-wing figures and extremists a permission structure.
Because when you get someone as eminent as a Republican candidate for the presidency saying these kind of things, then it must be okay. That's the kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
It becomes mainstream.
Exactly. And even if you look at some of the people that came into Congress in 2020, Marjorie Taylor Greene, we feature her in the documentary. She was a QAnon conspiracy theorist and she was rich, so she financed her own campaign. So there are a lot of these figures kind of spread out throughout, especially in Congress, where there are 220 odd Republicans in Congress. There are some extremists who use this rhetoric kind of brazenly.
You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time and so on and so forth, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. It does seem that at least in the Republican Party, you're able to fool nearly all of the people all of the time.
Yeah, I think the Republican Party is fascinating to me, especially because we try to get a lot of Republicans to speak to us for this documentary. We have a lot of Democrats and people who worked in policy and people who worked in government. A journalist who works for the New York Times, who we have in the documentary, wrote a book on Republicans, just said, look, they're probably not going to speak to you, because we told the Republicans it's about the dangers of political rhetoric and how it travels. Now, this was a year and a half ago. Now, since the two attempts on Donald Trump's life, those horrendous attempts on his life, Republicans are all over cable news talking about the dangers of rhetoric and blaming Democrats. So it just shows the hypocrisy there. But I think it's fascinating now, because this election is, it's obviously super important. And they say every election is incredibly important. But I think if Donald Trump doesn't get decimated in this election by the Harris-Waltz campaign, like if he doesn't lose in a landslide, I think the Republican Party is in a very, very bad way, because it's just going to keep going.
He could lose in a landslide in the popular vote and still sneak in via the Electoral College. I mean, that's the bizarre system they have in America, which was brought about to kind of give fair play to the smaller states, lest they be overwhelmed by the populated ones.
Yeah, I mean, John Kerry was the last Democrat to lose the popular vote to George W. Bush, and that was in 2004. So that was 20 years ago. So Democrats have kind of cleaned up in the popular vote, but 2016 was obviously a shock for everybody, I think, even including Donald Trump and his campaign. We had Steve Bannon as part of that campaign, who's quite a nefarious figure in the Republican Party and has been Donald Trump's right-hand man in terms of, good news for him and getting his poll numbers up.
Why do you think it is that when you get people who served with Donald Trump now dissing him and saying, this is a dangerous guy, don't let him near the White House again, why do you think that Republicans don't hear that?
I think it's a couple of things. I think it's engagement and it's popularity. And I think money is so huge in American politics as well. So if you remember Congress, they're constantly raising money. They constantly have to raise money. So there'll be some scandal. Even after the assassination attempts on Trump, there was an email from his campaign the next day about raising money. So American politics, I mean, a lot of politics is, but specifically American politics, is about money and it's about popularity. So if you speak out against Donald Trump, you'll be primaried. He'll endorse a primary candidate against you. And like somebody like Liz Cheney, you then, you know, invariably you lose in a landslide. That primary, you don't even get to go into a general against a Democrat that you could be facing. So they're kind of afraid of him and they're afraid of his base, because his base has always been around 45%, hasn't gone much more than that, but it's cult-like. They're obsessed with him.
Now, amplification, it's about the export of these ideas and these political movements to places including Ireland. But it's not just Ireland that has seen this happening.
No, I mean, if you look at some of the news stations, some of the newer cable news stations in the UK, so somewhere like GB News, we tried to get into GB News to film, and they were kind of, we had a bit of a back and forth with them for a while about coming to the film, but they decided against it. So we've Marina Purkis, who's a political commentator in the UK, in the documentary, and she, we have a clip of hers, but on Jacob Rees-Mogg's show on GB News last year went viral, and she kind of held them to task for embracing this cultural rhetoric around trans ideal, around trans people, around immigration, kind of mimicking some of the stuff that had been said in the US, purely for engagement and for viewership numbers and just to get in the press. It's a brilliant clip. She called them out on it. And it's something that she said as well in the documentary, that we have somebody like Paul Murphy who says, from an Irish perspective, Ireland's kind of always followed a few years later after American politics. It just takes a little bit longer to get across the pond.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
We'd like to think, and you know, we kind of have a snooty attitude to those Americans we think are a bit thick who can't see through this guy. But are we basically the same, that we are sold messages which we choose to believe in because it suits us?
I mean, I think, you know, generally we're a small island, so we tend to travel a bit more. Irish people have tended to travel a bit more. I think there are massive portions of America where, you know, people don't even have a passport. And also people are looking for somebody to blame. And again, if you're that word, that phrase again, if you're given a permission structure and you're told it's the migrants, like it's a big thing with Haitians now in Ohio, which has been proved to be a conspiracy theory, but both Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have propagated massively. So you're given somebody to blame. You're not happy in your life. Your social media algorithm is just reinforcing everything you already think. And, you know, somebody who's elected official in the highest office in the executive branch of government tells you it's their fault, you just blame them.
Do you think, though, the export of these kind of ideas and this kind of political thought and political action is by osmosis, in other words, just by copying, or are there activists who are actually pushing it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you look at the Dublin riots, for example, in the aftermath of the Dublin riots, the Great Replacement Theory, which is a conspiracy theory that white Europeans in America have been replaced by people of colour, that was propagated after by Steve Bannon on his show, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, Benny Johnson, all these big right-wing American figures. And a week after the Dublin riots, there's this kind of infamous Twitter user called Catford, who's a right-wing influencer, tweeted Irish Lives Matter. That was then retweeted by Mike Flynn, who was Donald Trump's national security advisor. So they kind of jumped on the Irish bandwagon to propagate a conspiracy and a lie because it suited their agenda.
Now, the hypocrisy and the irony in all of this is sometimes breathtaking. For example, when people on the right in the United States push the Great Replacement Theory, do they never look at their own country and think, who had this place? Well, the Native Americans had this place, and you guys, you were the Great Replacement. You came from Europe, by and large from the western part of Europe, and then ultimately the east and all the rest of Europe, and actually replaced the Native American Indians and took all their resources. I mean, do they not see how crazy that particular stance is?
I mean, that's ignorant, and I think in a lot of respects, just for, you know,
you don't require a PhD to understand that. All you have to do is read about, you know, reservations and where the remaining members of the tribes are living and in what kind of conditions they're living, and alcoholism and gambling and all the rest, you know, buying them out with casino money. You know, it's
this phrase that goes around, and it's kind of a parody at this point, but it goes, do your own research. But doing your own research only really works if you don't have a confirmation bias. And there are a lot of nefarious publications out there now who will reinforce these conspiracies and what these people want to think, as opposed to, you know, reputable publications or sources for that kind of historic.
I mean, when you get someone like Tucker Carlson or Bill O'Reilly, whatever, you know, I mean, Riley Irish, Carlson probably Swedish. These are people who came, or their families came from Europe and took over lands that had been occupied. Even Manhattan Island was
It's ridiculous. And, you know, they do their 21andMe or whatever it's called, 23andMe, and they check their bloodlines and they see they're actually European or they're from everywhere. But it was the same around the Dublin riots, and it's the same with some of the extremists in Ireland. Like, we've been all over the world, especially American, 90-something million Irish Americans or Americans of Irish ancestry in America. Common sense just doesn't seem to factor here at all.
Now, the genie out of the bottle, and it truly is with you know, social media platforms where there is no moderation whatsoever. I mean, is it ever possible to put that genie back in the bottle?
I think media literacy is hugely, hugely important.
But that's like saying, you know, in order to cope with antisocial behaviour, you've got to kind of do drug rehabilitation for the parents of the kids who will become the antisocial people. You've got to get them in schools and make sure they're educated. It's kind of a generational thing. In the meantime, what happens to the current generation that is afflicted by the social media disease?
I mean, the social media companies, first of all, really do have to be held to account. The algorithms are not designed to give you a balanced view of anything. And even previously with something like Twitter a few years ago or Facebook in 2010, 2011, you could follow a couple of pages or you could follow, you know, differentiating opinions pages that give you two different ideologies or whatever it is. Now, when you interact with something, it's just serve and dashed kind of ideology back to you again and again.
Were you encouraged by what happened in Brazil, where they decided that X was going to be taken off air, which it was. It was taken off all the platforms. I think there was an instruction probably from Elon Musk himself to toe the line a bit anyway, not totally toe the line. But it shows that you can bring them to heel.
Yeah, well, I mean, also that just gives Elon Musk and the type of people that he's propagating and amplifying an excuse to call themselves martyrs. So when a lot of these people are banned or
And they talk about propaganda as freedom of speech.
Exactly, yeah. Unless it's kind of spoken out against them, that's it. And if you try and talk to any Republicans about some of the things that Donald Trump had said and people have on US networks and try to hold them to account, or J.D. Vance, who is in many ways worse, or Vivek Ramaswamy, who ran for president, who is in many ways worse, they just dodge the question and move on.
These are guys who not should know better, but probably do know better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got
These are not tick people.
Got Harvard-educated senators, a guy called John Kennedy. I think he's from Kentucky. And, you know, he's propagating this idea that he's some sort of, he's just like you, you know, he's from a farm, he's working class, but he went to Harvard. And that's other people like Ted Cruz, who we tried to get into the documentary, are the same. They went to Ivy League colleges and it's performative. It's so much of it is performative.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating documentary. We can't see it yet until it gets streamed on some platform. It's called Amplified, The Exportation of the Culture Wars. And Mike Sheridan, filmmaker, journalist, director of Amplified, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.